So we're getting closer to a Sean McVay contract extension. What exactly would that look like? That's next on Locked On Rams.
You are Locked On Rams, your daily Los Angeles Rams podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. My name is Travis Rogers. I am your host of this podcast. Thanks for making this your first listen every single day, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode of Locked On Rams is brought to you by Blue Nile. Make your moments sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. This podcast exclusive includes engagement jewelry. Use the code LOCKEDON at checkout. Make sure that you click that subscribe button. That way you get the podcast in your feed every single day. And while you're doing that, click on the Locked On Rams YouTube page as well. And for instance, perfect example, today I am in downtown Los Angeles, right across the street, right behind me, Staples Center. So you might get a little secret location every once in a while along the way. So that's a good reason to check it out. So a handful of things I want to talk about on the podcast today. I want to talk about some other teams in the NFC West, specifically some other quarterbacks in the NFC West, and where that leaves the Rams in their attempt to win the division for a second year in a row. And I want to spend a lot of time talking about Sean McVay right now. I want to spend a lot of time talking about where McVay is relative to his place in history and what he means to the Rams at the current point that we are right here getting ready to go in as the defending champs in the 2022 NFL season. So let's get right to it. There was a feature in the Los Angeles Times today where Sean McVay was talking about his future and talking about a contract extension that seems like it's going to happen sooner than later. And I kind of want to break this into two parts. The part that's coming up in just a little bit, where could he be when it is all said and done? Where could he find himself in the pantheon of great NFL coaches? But we'll get to that in just a little bit. But I want to start with how important he is to this particular group right now. And I don't even want to get into too much about the numbers of what he may or may not get. It's going to be a lot. It will probably be more than anybody else. It should be more than anybody else. Not because he's the best coach in the league necessarily, but he's really close. As long as Bill Belichick's in the league, you kind of have to defer to Bill Belichick as the best coach. I mean, the man's got 6 Super Bowls. Kind of hard to argue with that. He went to Super Bowl 9 times. So that is what it is. But Sean McVay has put together a resume in a relatively short period of time that is second to nobody. And the way that professional sports work are you get a little bit more than the last guy that did it, and you get a little bit more than the most expensive guy if you're the hottest commodity in the league, which he is. So Bill Belichick makes about $12.5 million. Bill Belichick is the highest paid coach in the league, but he also kind of wears a GM hat too, so kind of doing two jobs. So maybe, okay. Pete Carroll makes a ton too, about $10 million, according to some reports. Sean McVay made about $8.5 million last year. I could probably sneak by on $8.5 million a year, but that's not the conversation. The conversation is, what will he get and who is he competing against? He's not competing against an opening in Dallas or New York or Philadelphia or anywhere else in the NFL. He's competing against television networks. And we talked a little bit about this on a couple of podcasts ago, this idea of the NFL almost cannibalizing itself to a point where you look at someone like Sean McVay and you look at what Tom Brady just got to go to Fox when he's done playing, presumably at the end of this year, but who knows? You're talking about $37.5 million a year. That's kind of on spec, right? Tom Brady is probably going to be good at TV. I don't know. Tom Brady could be bad at TV, $37.5 million, but he's Tom Brady. Sean McVay will be good at TV, full stop. Sean McVay has every possible attribute you would want in a television analyst. We've seen him kind of do it already. And seeing what Tony Romo has done and seeing how he kind of brought a new way to kind of predict and talk about it and the enthusiasm that comes around, Sean McVay could do that in his sleep. So if Tony Romo's making $20 million and never won a Super Bowl and wasn't a head coach, was a player. And then you look at a guy like Tom Brady, who's the ultimate example of all this stuff. What does a guy like Sean McVay get? Amazon reportedly offered him about $10 million a year. Okay, so let's assume that's low because Tom Brady has recalibrated the market. What if TV is just kind of lurking over there saying, we can get you 20. We can't quite get you to Tony, but we can get you maybe close, or maybe we can beat Tony. Maybe we can get to 25. Maybe we can get to 30. We can't get you. So the point of all this is, who cares what the number is? It's going to be way more than what a coach gets. So now you got to figure out, do I have to pay this guy like a TV personality? Do I have to pay this guy like the best coach in the league? Do I have to pay this guy like the guy that just won me the Super Bowl, the guy that has completely turned around the direction of my franchise? And the answer is yes to all of it. The answer is yes to all of those things because he's all of those things. He would be a great television personality. He is the coach of the defending Super Bowl champions. He is in his mid-30s. This is somebody that is almost guaranteed success in television, and there would be a line of people lining up to make sure that he gets whatever he needs. Rams are going to have to dig. Okay, so that's part one. Part two, put the economics aside. Think about what this team was prior to his arrival. And I want to make this as clear as I possibly can. This is in no way, shape, or form a dig at somebody like Aaron Donald, Les Snead, Kevin Demoff, who are wonderful at what they do. Aaron Donald is one of the greatest players ever. Les Snead built a Super Bowl caliber roster. Kevin Demoff has created the Rams as the marquee franchise in the NFL, arguably. The stadium, the marketing, everything that comes, everything has been A+. No question about it. Those guys were all here before Sean McVay. This team was bad. Bad. Not just, they're missing a little. Bad. And I did the Jeff Fisher year here in L.A. I was your pregame and postgame host on that season, as well as I've been on every season since they've been here. Bad, boring, awful, uninspiring, frustrating. All of the things that were like, this is a 4-12 team. This team sucks. Not only were they bad, they were boring. They had good players. Todd Gurley's a good player. Aaron Donald's a transcendent player. But they were bad. And now all of a sudden, same GM, same team president, same owner, take a chance on a young guy that we think is going to be pretty good. And he hits a home run. Been to the Super Bowl, and this is in 5 years. Been to the Super Bowl twice. Won it once. Won the division 3 times. Been to the playoffs 4 times. His worst season was 9-7. Worst season, he won more than he lost. This is not how it goes. And that brings us to what I want to talk about next. What will Sean McVay's resume look like when this is all said and done? That's coming up in just a bit. At BlueNile.com, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you will not find at a traditional jeweler. Whether you are ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, you can find jewelry as unique as she is with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Build the engagement ring of her dreams or celebrate life's special moments with fine jewelry. No matter what you're looking for, Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7. They'll help you pick something. They'll help you design something. Make your moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Locked On Sports listeners, they'll get $50 off purchases of $500 or more. And this podcast exclusive includes engagement. Use the code LOCKEDON. That's the code LOCKEDON. Plus, every order is insured. It ships free and arrives in a discreet package that won't give away the amazing surprise inside. Shop stress-free and find your forever peace. Go to BlueNile.com today. And we've got a favor to ask. We got a favor to ask of all of you Locked On podcast listeners. We've put together a survey so we can learn more about the listeners like you and make your favorite Locked On podcast better. This is your opportunity to tell us what you like, to tell us what you don't like about the Locked On podcast. Here's how you do it. Go to LockedOnPodcast.com/survey. One more time. LockedOnPodcast.com/survey. That's how you get started. It's not going to take you very long. And everyone that completes the survey, you get a chance. You get qualified for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards. So take the audience survey. You do it at lockedonpodcast.com/survey. And thank you very much for your help. Okay, so let's continue the conversation about Sean McVay. And we talked a little bit about what they were before his arrival and what hopefully, not hopefully, but what they were after his arrival, and then hopefully what they will continue to be with his continued presence. He is on a pace to do some things that you don't see very often. There are a lot of good coaches in the NFL. We talked about Bill Belichick a second ago. You know, Pete Carroll has been around a long time and achieved a lot in this league. A couple of Super Bowl appearances, a Super Bowl championship. Guy like Andy Reid, still in the game and still doing an amazing job. He's got a Super Bowl title. He's been in the Super Bowl a couple of times in the last couple of seasons as well. Been in it with the head coach of the Eagles. There are good coaches in this league. No one has really done what Sean McVay has done. You don't show up at 30 years old and do what he's done. You might get lucky. You might have a Lane Kiffin situation where you get the job as a very young man and you go in and, you know, it's kind of a trial by fire. You're trying to learn it as you go. And in Kiffin's case, it was a disaster. He was in and out before you really even kind of wrapped your head around what they might be doing. McVay showed up, went to the play. Again, I need to back up a little bit. He took a team that was 4-12 and arguably the stalest, worst product in the league. Not the worst record necessarily, but uninspiring, boring football. And here he comes. Bam. We win the division. Bam. The next year, you win it again and you go to the Super Bowl. The third year, typically after you lose the Super Bowl, you back up a little bit. The Rams did too, but they didn't crater. They went 9-7, just barely missed the playoffs. They're the last team out. The next year, you go back, you win a playoff game on the road with a quarterback who is probably, if we're being generous, league average, probably a little worse than that. Then you make a big move to go get the quarterback. You're right back in the Super Bowl. You win it in your fifth year in the league. Guys coached their entire careers to win a Super Bowl. Andy Reid, they built the league around him, won. Pete Carroll's been in this league three different stops, one in Seattle that's been very successful. He's got one. There are guys that spend a lifetime trying to accomplish what Sean McVay has accomplished. A lifetime. He's done it in 5 years. So what's coming next? I don't know. The Rams don't know. Sean McVay doesn't know. Life is weird like that, right? But here's what you do know. He's on a trajectory that doesn't include a lot of guys. It's Shula. It's Belichick. It's Halas. It's Lombardi. It's things like this where Bill Walsh, guys that aren't just successful coaches in the league, they're the legends of the league. Chuck Knoll, Tom Landry, guys like this. And that's where he is. And that's what this team is building towards. And that's why whatever he asks for feels reasonable. Because it's not just, okay, we can go find it. You could probably find another head coach that could call some plays. Can you find somebody that can do that? I don't think so. Because guys don't do that. Guys don't show up and win at the highest level and really don't miss a beat. And you could say, oh, Aaron Donald was here before he got here. Team wasn't very good. Oh, he did it with Matthew Stafford. Okay, yes, they got ultimately to where they wanted to go with Matthew Stafford, but he got Jared Goff into the playoffs three times, took Jared Goff to the Super Bowl. You think that's ever going to happen again? No chance. And here we are. And he has a chance. And he said, you know, I don't see myself doing this till I'm 70 years old. Okay, maybe. I will take him at his word. We've talked about this as well. And this is why you should subscribe to the podcast the way that you do. Sean McVay says something. I believe him. He's oddly honest for an NFL head coach. But no one's saying it's 70 is 35 years from now for him. Let's say he wants 10 more. Does it feel like he's petering out? No. Does it feel like he's going to lose his passion for this? No. And I know there are examples. Dick Vermeil, really successful, burned out, went to TV for a long time, then came back and had a nice run with the Rams and the Chiefs. I get it. There's examples. Dick Vermeil wasn't 35. This is really unbelievably unique. A guy that is this accomplished, he will be, this sounds crazy, as good of a coach as he is right now, he will be a better coach 5 years from now. And then 5 years from that, he'll be a better coach than that version of himself. He will learn more. He will learn. He will get more creative. He will get more informed. He will have more experience. What do you do for a living? Were you better at it 5 years ago? Unless you were a marathoner, probably not. right? We all get a little better as we get a little older with these things. Why would he be any different? The Rams are set up, and I've said this before, the Aaron Donald part of this is vitally important. The Matthew Stafford part of this is vitally important. The Sean McVay part of it is even more so, because we've seen that team without him, and we've seen it with him, and the difference is unbelievably stark. And they're going to have to pay him, and he's going to be worth every penny. He's good TV, too. He's a guy that's really interesting to watch coach a game. I talked about this on my radio show. He ran down DeSean Jackson in a game when he got a touchdown. Not because it was good TV, not because, hey, this will show up on NFL films and it'll look really cool. And it's because he was feeling it in the moment. Ran him down, hugged him, told him he loved him, all of these things. You can't fake that stuff. You can fake a press conference because you got a minute to do it and to think about it, but you can't fake that. You can't fake the level of enthusiasm that he has for what he does. That man's going to get paid. He should. And it'll benefit the Rams. It'll benefit everybody that's a Rams fan, everybody in this city that you're looking at behind me here. It's an unbelievable opportunity to get a guy like this locked up for a period of time. It's going to cost you a fortune, and he's worth every single penny. Because the rest of the division might have a couple of hiccups along the way. That's coming up next. But first, let's talk about our pals at BetOnline. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports information. Find all the latest sports development, news, and odds, including this year's basketball championship matchup going on right now. Kind of a fun game to start that whole thing off. You might get a decent buy on that team from up the road here in California. The NHL Hockey Conference Finals, Major League Baseball, go Dodgers. And, of course, all the latest fighting news from MMA and UFC boxing. So, BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering information, including live betting, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Okay, so we're going to make this last little portion of the pod really quick. Thanks again for making Locked On Rams your first listen every single day. I was watching television this morning, watching a little ESPN, and two separate stories popped up on the back-to-back as I was watching it. Both of them involving NFC West teams, San Francisco and Arizona. And both talking about the Niners and the Cardinals quarterbacks, Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. Trey Lance and Kyler Murray. And both of them were, no. Everything's fine here. The tone of both of the stories coming out of the various camps. No. Everything you hear about how toxic it is and how bad these guys, no, that's not true. That's not true at all. Okay, so I've been doing this in one way, shape, or form, a podcast, a radio show, a TV show, for nearly 30 years. Okay, I've got a little bit of experience in this stuff. If you're looking at us on YouTube, you can see how gray my beard is. I've done this a few times. The second you hear something like, no, he doesn't suck, guess what? He sucks. Okay, I'm just saying that they believe he sucks. I'm not saying that he sucks. They're afraid that he sucks. And this is what I'm talking about. The story, the stories of Trey Lance being behind and not being ready to take over the team are drastically overstated. He's going to be just fine. The team has full confidence in Trey Lance taking over the offense after a couple of years of Jimmy Garoppolo. And we are fully ready to go into the season with Trey Lance as our starting quarterback. Do you know what that means? That they don't believe any of that. That is a, look, everybody, people are seeing him play. People are starting to see what we see. We have to put this fire out. Somebody go on TV and tell a lie. Somebody go get a newspaper writer and tell them some lies so they can fill up their notebook, right? Because how often, no, it's not that bad. And then the guy comes out and is not that bad very, very rarely. And the flip is going on in Arizona, where the people with Kyler Murray are singing a slightly different song, but the same idea. Oh, no. He's happy. Yeah, he's here for OTAs. I know you guys were all worried that he wasn't here and his contract and so that. No, we're good. We're on the right path. We're working towards an extension. We're all good. You know what that means? None of that's true either. This is, you know who's good? The Rams are good. You know how I know? Because Matthew Stafford is paid. Sean McVay is about to get paid. Cooper Kupp's about to get paid. And I think that Aaron Donald knows that they're going to reach a decision. And nobody's pretending that everything's fine. Sean McVay said, yeah, we're working in the right direction. Okay. You know who I believe? Sean McVay. You know why? Because everything he said before kind of comes true. You know, if he says it, I believe it. There's no drama. There's no, oh, no, no, no. Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp don't hate each other's guts. It's fine. What that would mean is they hate each other's guts. But nobody's saying that they don't, so they probably don't. The reason Deebo Samuel wants to get out, not only that he wants to be a receiver exclusively and get paid on safe, is the scuttlebutt is that he's looked at Trey Lance and gone, what? Oh, no, he's fine. Is he? He's so good that he can't wait to leave? Okay, got it. Just saying, look, part of your success depends on someone else struggling a little bit, especially in sports. If your opponent is going through something with their quarterback or quarterbacks, that's good news for you. So, Trey Lance, hope you're really progressing nicely. Kyler Murray, hope you're thrilled with the contract negotiations that you're going through right now. But forgive me if I don't hold my breath. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Locked on Rams. Thanks for making us your first listen every single day. Now make your second listen, the Locked on NFL podcast, our national NFL experts and insiders, keeping fans dialed in with the biggest stories and the latest news from around the league, because an offseason doesn't equal a break in the action. Follow Locked on NFL every day on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, whose house? It's Locked on Rams' house.